So my dad just told me that HMV has gone into administration, and this actually surprised me and also saddened me. It surprised me because I go in there, if I go into town on the at the weekend, I always go into HMV. Don't always necessarily buy something, but you know, I always just go and have a look in there, and it's always one of the busiest shops on the high street, I would say. You know, plenty of people in there, and especially at Christmas, the queues were ridiculous, going like right outside the door, basically. And I'm also saddened by it because there's going to be no like record store on the high street anymore, and I think it's such a shame that people always just buy from the internet now, because I actually really like to go and buy a physical copy of a CD. I mean, I admit I do buy singles online, but an album, I always buy a physical copy, because I just, there's something about going and buying it and holding it in your hand, and then you can look at the artwork in the book and the lyrics and just keep it and have it. But I suppose if you compare HMV to online record stores, they HMV have got to pay for the premises that they've got, and I'm guessing that would be pretty expensive to keep them running, and then with competing with the others who don't actually have to pay for that to have somewhere to run the place. And probably they don't have, they probably don't have to pay for as many employers and things like that. But I mean, if it goes, how weird is that going to be that there'll be no music shop on the high street anymore? Like, the only place you could go is to like supermarkets, but they don't really do a big range of music, so everyone will definitely have to buy off online. I did think though, maybe independent record stores might start to come back, because now people are all into sort of vinyls and collecting, and all the retro stuff's coming back. Whether they'd be able to hold out, I don't know, but people, it's kind of surprising because people kind of like to have physical copies now if you're into all the retro stuff. But I guess, to be honest, I suppose it was inevitable if competing against online stores who don't have to pay for all rent and stuff. But I just think, you know, really is a real shame, because it's nice to go into a store and buy a physical copy of a CD.